Now start a whole new part of the Psukei Zimra, the section that starts with Ashrei and takes us through the five Halalukas until Kol Hanashama Tahara Elka Haleluka. And about this says the Torah in Arachayim Nun Aleph. The Gemara says, "Yehi Chalkim Goymri Halal B'chol Yom." May my portion be amongst those that finish Halal every day. Gemara says it's not talking about Halal that we say on Yom Tov. Psukei Zimra. That's like Halal. And what is it? From Tehillah to David, i.e. Ashrei, until Kol HaNeshama Ta'alelka. V'chein Dorash Rabbi Simlai. Rabbi Simlai says first, the person needs to be Mesad Shivcha Shel Malkim, to praise Hashem, and then they can daven. This is what it is. It's meant to create a mindset, an attitudinal shift, every single day. To get into the zone, to appreciate Hashem's greatness. Start to touch the fundamentals of our relationship with Him. It's a form of halal, an exalted song. This is what it's about. As the Levush explains, a person needs to say halal every day. L'shabeach l'Hashem yizbarach b'tehillos yishbachas shel David, to praise Hashem with the praises of David HaMelech. This is Psukei Zimra. In fact, the Gemara says, anyone that says Tehillah LaDavid three times a day, you say Ashrei three times a day, Muvtach, guaranteed you're a Ben Olam Haba. Obviously, it doesn't mean saying it superficially. Rather, it means we have to internalize its messages. And says Levush, since we have to say Ashrei three times a day, Tiknu La'imru Kaidim Atvila. We say it before davening, we say it before the Shacharis Amida, we say it before the Mincha Amida. Kichenu derech Musa. This is the appropriate ethical way to behave. V'tachsis Malchus, the way you relate to a monarch. V'sad Shevech Tchila, first you praise. Once you understand who you're talking to, and you've set the terms of the relationship, then you can ask. Zaya Kaddish says, Barnash B'tzafra, Asi Barnash B'tzafra, a person comes in the morning and they're makabal and they accept upon themselves O Malchus Shamayim. Accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, the heaviness, the seriousness of Torah and Mitzvahs. When do we do that every day? From Tehillah to David and the Halalukas. Meaning they're meant to give us a sense of perspective of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim. It prepares us for the Brachas of the Shema, prepares us for the Amida. And in fact, the Avodram says, if we get it right, this is what protects our tefillahs. This is the envelope that we send up our tefillahs in, if you like. It's the packaging, it's the box that we send with the courier. It's mugging on our tefillahs, it protects us. Perhaps what that means is, it ensures, if we say Pesukei Dezimra right, it ensures that our Amidah will go up right as well. By aligning our thoughts, by not just jumping into an Amidah, by giving us a sense of perspective, by being able to focus, that protects our tefillahs, that's the envelope that we send up our tefillahs in. Perhaps that's why it's so important to have kavana, especially in Ashrei. Because if we can get that right, if we can say Ashrei properly three times a day, Rabbeinu Olam Haba, literally living with the values of Olam Haba in this world too. And of course, that will absolutely impact the quality of our tefillahs. This is definitely something worth investing in.